Welcome to the Application Delivery Challenge discussions. I have with me John Goodmanson of Citrix Systems. John has extensive experience in application delivery and the ADC marketplace and is going to share his insights with us. With John, I want to talk about the customer requirements for an application delivery controller and where technology is heading. Thank you for being here, John.
Thank you.
Let's start by going over the principal functions that the customers are demanding in the ADC market. What do customers really want when they start to look at an ADC?
I would, without question, state a high level of integration is mandatory in a true ADC. While the predominant features common to all ADCs going back years has been load balancing, the rise of web-based applications and their expanded use have forced capabilities way beyond that. ADCs should provide a trifecta of application acceleration, server availability, and multiple forms of security. Point solutions are no longer tolerable in today's cost-conscious times. A solid ROI from combining disparate functions is required. The total cost of ownership with product installation and management is also minimized. So, for instance, when it comes to accelerating user request response times, users think of enabling compression and caching, and some solutions provide that. However, there is much more to acceleration than just that. For instance, products need to be able to offer the ability to cache both static as well as dynamic content. Many forms of dynamic information are just so-called static enough to be cached even though it's actually still dynamic. So such examples as election results or stock quotes. Citrix's NetScaler provides dynamic caching and has a variety of proprietary techniques to ensure cache coherency and prevent stale content delivery. As a second example, acceleration of data delivery to the end user is dramatically enhanced when you optimize the underlying client-side protocols without needing to add any non-standard methodologies. So client keep alive, fast ramp, selective acknowledgments, and optimal TCP window transmit sizes are just some of these techniques. And again, NetScaler is perhaps the only vendor that provides these types of methods of acceleration. Regarding server availability, most ADCs, of course, handle layer 4 through 7 load balancing and content switching like their predecessors. You know, many do deep packet inspection and parsing as well. ADCs should inspect any element of the packet, either the header or payload, to optimally forward the packet. But unfortunately, often the solution looks at best at the header and perhaps can do some cookie or, you know, URL inspection. But at Citrix, our NetScaler appliance can find any value in the payload and use it for a forwarding decision. So one e-commerce example is where, say, like a so-called platinum user, a platinum level user ordering large purchases can be given preference against so-called low-value shoppers. Here, the decision is based on the purchase value itself. So resources for your best customers are now insured. This highly granular inspection and optimized forwarding method plays a dual role of also lowering the needed number of servers. The data center does not need to replicate applications and database servers nearly as much when it is known exactly which service and server is requested ahead of time. Requests go right to a specific server initially. They basically don't go searching among multiple locations. Another ADC availability benefit is from what we call a surge protection function, whereby when a flood of legitimate, you know, not DDoS, but actual legitimate requests arrive at your data center, you know, and could thereby otherwise crash your servers, despite perhaps using advanced load balancing techniques, the excess requests are actually queued up on the ADC. NetScaler, for instance, is the only ADC that I'm aware of that buffers these requests until the server can accept them and prevents the request from being dropped. Several internet-centric accounts mentioned in some cases on case studies on our website at Citrix.com have actually praised this feature above others, and they've stated how they've obviated the need for a huge expansion of their server farm. Last but not least, in these precarious market circumstances we find ourselves in, security is becoming a strong requirement. Few ADC providers have a built-in web application firewall. Even those that do are extremely limited in their level of inspections and provide no tool to assist with the inevitable payment card industry or PCI-based security audits, and cannot provide the bandwidth necessary when multiple functions, including the app firewall, are turned on simultaneously. While Citrix has both standalone and integrated app firewalls, the clear trend is to, once again, to integration. And NetScaler is unique in that it provides protection against dozens of attack methods and provides a built-in PCI reporting tool to ensure the proper configurations are done and the user is in compliance. A second security need is for a full SSL VPN solution. Now, normally these would be separate devices and placed in different locations, and there are many fine discrete products with VPN and network access control available. However, for small to mid-size organizations that need to consolidate functions and who have IT administrators managing both networking and security, such VPNs are, in fact, invaluable. By placing the ADC and the DMZ, they can provide the traffic management, acceleration, and security needs all in one. At Citrix, we think this is actually so prevalent of use that we actually offer this SSL VPN function in every edition of NetScaler.
Now, you mentioned numerous functions which are all required. I mean, form the basis of a very full functioning ADC. I mean, all the acceleration, the deep packet inspection, you know, full function web firewall, buffering requests, VPN. I mean, it was a very impressive list. You know, one thing that always worries me and some customers is, do they have to choose which functions are important to prevent the ADC from getting bogged down? I mean, can you really turn out all these great features without the CPU overloading, slowing down the packets, and possibly causing a system failure?
Well, the key to the great scalability and throughput of advanced ADCs is, of course, in their design. At the high end, there are chassis and multiprocessor designs that provide symmetric multiprocessing, multi-thread techniques, and provide proprietary advanced internal bus structures. They also offer dedicated ASICs and SSL cards to offload processing intensive operations. Several even have multiple 10 gigabit Ethernet NIC cards, network interface cards, with additional intelligence. Without this type of design, it is not possible to run multiple functional modules at high traffic rates simultaneously. Without the ability to leverage multiple cores, offerings suffer a substantial performance hit when running concurrent features. In fact, some vendors state up front not to turn on more than a couple of modules or risk severe throughput degradation. At Citrix, we have our MPX series of platforms. MPX units have up to 8 high-speed processors, up to 32 gigabytes of RAM, and the latest high-speed bus interface design, and multiple 10 gigabit Ethernet optical ports. They also incorporate dual SSL cards for offloading of that function. The upshot is that we can push over 15 gigabits per second of traffic at not only layer 4, but also layer 7. Once the unit runs multiple functions, you know, like these mentioned previously, throughput does not drop off significantly. For instance, that traffic rate of 15 gigabits can be sustained while running, while processing up to 4 gigabits per second of web application traffic, as well as it's simultaneously 6 gigabits of SSL encrypted traffic. Nothing else on the market can handle this level. Several chassis or router designs with ADC boards simply don't offer the same level of integration as NetScaler, so really it's a moot point. Of course, it all depends on what level of traffic one faces. We have lower-end solutions that provide anywhere from several hundred megabits per second up to 5 gigabits per second. Combined, NetScaler is being used by something like 8 out of the 10 top internet-centric accounts worldwide. But we also sell roughly half of our product into the enterprise market. So at Citrix NetScaler, we basically have something for everyone, including the very top-end range where you can run all these functions simultaneously without taking a significant hit, nor having a heavy CPU utilization, or certainly without having a device failure.
Okay, so it sounds like one of the important things for people to understand is that when they compare these performance figures, is make sure that you understand what functions are turned on so that you get an apples-to-apples comparison. And you generally probably should look for the functions or performance numbers with most all the functions turned on, because over time you're probably going to want those functions. I think that's an important message. But that leads me to another question. With all these functions, doesn't it become overly complex to set up? Ease of use is an important attribute in an ADC or other products. How do you make it easy to implement this full-function ADC without requiring a degree in ADC configuration?
Well, installation and configuration should be as simple as possible, but no simpler, as Einstein might have said on the subject. Plug and play is critical, as IT has enough to handle without spending days or weeks reading manuals. Often people learn by just diving in and, quite frankly, making mistakes in a lab environment. You know, they learn from these errors, and they'll contact the vendors, you know, hotlines, really only with the critical questions and concerns that they have. Now, when customers do, IT needs to easily explain what and how they have done in a way reproducible at the vendor facilities. If a vendor has to, you know, debug essentially hundreds of lines of code, support is not easy. Management information experts should not have to be programmers. They have their hands full with determining needs, evaluating products, and selecting vendors. When an IT person starts writing TCL code to configure some new box, it takes away valuable time, creates an error-prone environment, and detracts from debug productivity. ADCs should have a complete graphical user interface tool whereby you can create all the policies needed, including compound expressions for really any kind of data format. So whether it's a GIF or Java or Ajax or you name it, you should be able to create almost instantaneously policies around these types of traffic patterns that you're going to see. So honestly, NetScaler is the only product that offers this type of ease of use. In our case, the tool is called the AppExpert Visual Policy Builder and comprises a series of drop-down menus for all functions, including content switching, you know, compression, and the like. And the same look and feel applies to all such functions. Once a policy is created for one function, it can be applied to all the others. We also have our application templates that are a series of configuration files that are really pre-written for a number of industry-leading applications. They're based on testing of NetScaler and the application to obtain the optimal settings. These profiles can then be shared across a wide user community. And of course, I mentioned the PCI compliance tool earlier. This can be an incredible time saver for those organizations, you know, that are subject to these security mandates.
Okay, so it sounds like customers should really drill down on how you configure these than when comparing products. And, you know, that's enough about functions. Let's move on to some other topic, which I constantly hear a lot about and I'm really interested in, which is virtualization. I mean, it's being discussed everywhere today. What type of virtualization is important in ADC, and what do you mean by virtualization?
Well, virtualization can mean many things to many people. Some look at the ability to run multiple instances of the operating system and application software on one box with, you know, hypervisors from, you know, Microsoft or Zen Server or VMware or, you know, a handful of others in the industry. This provides the ability to have one ADC act as many so-called independent units for disparate network segments and their specific traffic needs. Others look at virtualizing the applications and having various applications handled differently from a priority or resource allocation perspective. Role-based administration type virtualization allows various groups to have access to only their specific applications, but no one else's. Yet, still others point to the ability to automatically recognize a new application is running on a new virtual server and manage it automatically. In a sense, all these concepts are valid, although I would say that, you know, usually only a, you know, any given user is only going to need a certain subset of this. Perhaps the principal usage model that we see in virtualization that has shown the greatest promise is in the use of automated provisioning of servers. This is kind of a twist on the last definition I spoke of earlier. The ADC needs to not only recognize a new application is running, but as resources are becoming sparse, the ADC directly or indirectly needs to cause more servers to be provisioned automatically. The same applies in the reverse. So if excess server capacity is present, then you want to be able to take those servers offline. By utilizing these techniques, you minimize server farm size, reduce IT administrator overhead, and cut power for that ultimate green computing requirement. Citrix uniquely offers all the tools necessary along with extensive monitoring and health checks and seamless interfaces for a quick installation. So basically what happens is that NetScaler monitors the server pool and determines if some applications are running low on resources. And through Citrix's Workflow Studio and Citrix's Zen Server, virtual disks are spun up on so-called bare metal servers without any IT intervention. And again, the same happens in reverse if you have excess server capacity running. So this is a way to kind of virtualize your workflow, if you will, and again, ultimately cut the amount of hands-on IT administration that is required to actually run your data center.
Yeah, that sounds really good because, you know, the ADC is sitting there and understanding all the traffic that's coming in. So maybe having that good virtualization feature is probably real important. And customers should really make sure they understand when a vendor mentions virtualization, as you said, what type they're doing. Let's cover one last subject today. I like to deal with, you know, there's been an explosion in the number and types of applications. I mean, there's always new ones coming out. There's always, you know, growing. What are the important applications an ADC needs to support? But more importantly, how do we know a vendor really understands the application? What type of certification should a customer be looking for when an ADC vendor says, I support a particular application?
Well, ADCs must interact, of course, not just with the underlying network elements, the switches, the routers, and firewalls, and all those, you know, standardized networking protocols, but they also have to interact with the applications, too. This includes the newer so-called, you know, Web 2.0 models and their use of asynchronous communication methods, client agents, AJAX models, and so forth. Vendors must understand these applications all have their idiosyncrasies. In order to ensure optimal acceleration and interoperability, vendors should test their products with the ISV vendors that are on the market. So, you know, such companies as, you know, obviously Microsoft or Oracle or SAP. as well as many of the other lesser known and more specialized vendors as well. Now, Citrix, at its heart, is a software company with its Zen App, Zen Server, Zen Desktop, and many other products. We understand applications and how they are written, how they're used, and the intricacies involved. At Citrix, these ISVs and many more are also Citrix partners. So we have had them test their applications with their engineers under real-world conditions to certify these test results. They also provide insight to our deployment guides, as we call them, which basically explain how to install NetScaler with the various applications. In fact, in every case to date, there has never been a case of any interoperability issues between the applications and NetScaler. Although we have found in a few rare cases, some applications have some actual inherent load balancing functions where we simply document how to, you know, disable that feature and prevent a conflict with NetScaler. We have actually independently certified results from these third parties showing how applications themselves can be accelerated by often, you know, 5 times and in some cases over 30 times. Now, it also goes without saying that ADCs have to conform to the standard, you know, classic HTTP, you know, TCP, IP, Ethernet protocols and so forth. But beyond that, a full ADC ought to be able to understand and support specialized, albeit standard, communication methods. Here, NetScaler provides support for all major applications and protocols and could load balance such methods as Radius, DNS, firewalls, and FTP. And we are constantly adding additional support, and very soon we'll be providing support to several key real-time streaming media types along with voice over IP related protocols. So this is just the tip of the iceberg, so you know, stay tuned as you know, we will be announcing more capabilities in a not too distant future.
So it's important that you understand the applications, and you're bringing up several of these application level protocols. I mean, is there something special that customers need to know about these and determining which ADC vendor to go with?
No, not really. I mean, I think, again, what you have to do is look at the type of traffic you're running, you know, and the applications themselves. Almost all these, of course, these applications are based on HTTP or HTTPS in order to optimally do the acceleration, security, and so forth. And then, again, when it comes to such capabilities as, you know, Radius or real-time streaming protocols, things of that nature. What you want to do is look at the type of, again, the type of traffic you're running and match that up with the ADC to ensure that it's supporting what you need. And I think what many customers will see is that NetScaler is second to nobody in terms of the broad base of applications and protocols that it supports.
Okay. Well, I think we covered some very interesting areas today, and I think you provided us some good information to think about. Anything you want to add before we end the session?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. Thank you very much for this opportunity to, you know, at least provide your listeners and your audience with Citrix's view of the market and where it's going.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening today, and I'm sure if you got questions, John and the Citrix team will be glad to hear the rest of it. And for more information, you can find other information on ADC and application deliveries at the challenge site at webtorals.com. Thank you.